Fraudsters appear to have stolen over $280 billion of COVID-19 aid. Getting it all back won't be easy. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. A new analysis by the Associated Press finds it's the greatest grift in U.S. history. To prevent the economy from plunging into freefall, Washington disbursed over $4 trillion. In the haste to get the funds into people's hands as fast as possible, guardrails were dropped. Prospective borrowers were allowed to self-certify that their loan applications were true. The U.S. government has charged more than 2,000 defendants with pandemic-related fraud crimes and is conducting thousands of investigations more. But the caseload is just too heavy. So last year, Republicans and Democrats found common ground to pass a new law, giving the federal government more time to catch fraudsters. The law extends the statute of limitations from 5 years to 10 on crimes involving pandemic relief aid. I'm Jeff Colvin.